So today, we are so grateful that so many people make it happen, that we can work here in such a good environment. We special thank you for the AV, MC, and all the worship team just on and off here. And later, we also have the Sunday school. And in the end, we have a good EMT team, right, talking about ministry for the congregation. So it's a good batch of the Thanksgiving here. So I think everybody have a good Thanksgiving weeks, right? Yes. All right, okay. So today we're going to touch briefly about a sermon, if we can put it on the slides. Yes. All right, so we probably already know the origin why we having the Thanksgiving days, right? So I will skip this one. It's on. Okay. All right. So today's we're gonna touch briefly, right, about this sermon called the title is "What is the God's will for you in Christ Jesus?" What is the God's will for you in Christ Jesus? Well, it sounds pretty big, right? But as a matter of fact, it's pretty condensed in there. It's only half a cover about 3 verses. So bear with us. Totally, probably less than 20 words. So it's not a big deal here. But because we are the season, there are always a 4 question, right? Would lie everybody really thinking about this. Number one, are you really thanking God? I mean, not just you're thanking for thanking. It's really from your heart. And the second thing is, when you're doing the thinking, right, is that joy is really showing out? Or is pretty much you're kind of counting the things? And third one is that, when you're doing all this practicing, right, inside your heart, are you really moment and moment kind of in a prayer mode to have this particular communication, right, with God alone? And that's very important, because that's how we build the faith. Faith is not just a believing. Faith is kind of like a commitment. It's a solid bond, right? Upper first. Then you can, because this upper link you establish, then you can go to horizontal, right? And really enclose all the people God has sent you to taking care. So this is very important. So this is the 4 question. I'm hoping by end of this sermon, everybody have some answer of yourself, which is really applicable to the daily life. So we are turning the color here, which was probably not my original design. But, you know. So coming back to the title again, what is a God's will for you in Christ Jesus? You really have to ask yourself deeply, because this is going to hold you to the eternal. For this, you know, the hand, her answer is pretty straightforward, right? Get through the day. Particular day is Thanksgiving Day. And she was so delightful because she is the hand, not a turkey, right? And you know what happened to the turkey, right? Gonna end up like that, right? So according to statistic, right? Everybody know how many turkey got raised each year? Any number? You know, according to the census, right, done in the last year, it's probably have about, I want to make sure I get the number right, so nobody gonna criticize me later, right? So it's 244 million. Is that a lot? And do you know how many of them got eaten just on the Thanksgiving days? About 52 million. So one day, we consume 25%, right, of the turkey raised in the whole year. That's a lot, right? So if it's counting the turkey here, every one of four, right, will be thrown, right, to into the oven for us. So, well, this is kind of like joke, right? Either you're a hen or you are the those people behind the scene eating and enjoy the turkey, right? But this is just an opener. So now get to how many good food you have eaten, right, during the Thanksgiving week. You probably have a bunch of variety, right? So that's a lot. But some people go more than that. So when they celebrate, right, Thanksgiving, there's more bundle deal, right? So they go all the way. And in this particular package, right, they are thinking about a limo drive, a good, comfortable five-star hotel stay, and good shopping spree, and even go to the opera, right, to enjoy your life. And some were even going more, going to a little bit like dancing lesson, right, and go back to the old time, a carriage, you know, circling around the park, and even got the tour guide, right, setting up personally, right, to enjoy the sightseeing. Most important in the end, right, you want a souvenir to make sure engraved with your name and the date, right, that you truly enjoy that. And do you know how much the package costs, if that is real? It's real. This just pulled out from the news. Total cost for this is $70,000 this year. It's a lot, right? But what happened, right? You say, hey, no way. I'm not food eater. I'm really on the dial anyway, and I'm vegetarian, so all this is not attractive. That's fine. And you say, you don't want to go out. You want to stay home. Or you are not a opera season, right? Opera season. Or you are not a good dancer. And you definitely don't want to go out in a wet, cold weather. So what do you do? Are you some kind of art guy? You like to do some painting, or you like to do some collection. And there's other choice there. Like go to the museum, or go to any painting and hunting for your treasure. Anybody recognize this picture? Probably not, right? Nothing, right? Because this picture, right, when you just first stick out in 2005, it only cost about $45. But funny thing is, later, right, people go inside and validate this particular painting. And it seems like it's painted by Da Vinci in the 1500 AD. So, and this Thanksgiving, right, people really go crazy on this particular painting. And in the end, right, they go into the auction for this. Do you know how much it costs right now? Officially on the record, November, probably 16 or 17 this year, a couple days ago, it's cost like $450 million. So don't underestimate, right, the collection, right, can bring you. But, you know, all this nonsense, this just kind of warm up, right, for getting set up for the real action here. So this is the slide I pull out from our archive, which is delivered on about 4 years ago, the Thanksgiving. And there was a title, is that, is there really a something to be thankful? On the top of the list, right, recommended by the pastor at that time is God. What's the second one? We are here. Physical health, right? And then we have each other. And we have provision. We have friends. Most important is that we have family. Right? But there, the list is supposed to keep going on, right? So, and there's no way to list them all. So the pastor put the other there. And that could be lots of things, right? Could be school, could be job, could be ministry, and could have so many things, right, in this thinking list. So all of this, right, I kind of coming down, right, with the three actions. It's really on the move. It's dynamic. Life is not static. If it's static, it better be a moment prepared for the future. But it's always like outgoing. It's always like overflowing. It's always like ever growing. Sometimes life is not static. Life is keep moving. Sometimes it's not that we like to move. It's just we got pushed. Either by the people surrounding us, or is there is a passion within us, right? We just want to get a little bit further. But the problem is that during this processing, sometimes we lost our peace. We lost our joy. And sometimes we just totally forgot why we are doing this. There's no fun. Oh, there's no really a real purpose. And that's why, right, this we call a life, a Christian life. There's three things we're going to focus today. Number one, joy. Number two, prayer. Number three, keep on giving thanks. And that's the focus of this week. So, what's the basis for all this preaching? There must be one, right? Because title is, "For this is the God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And this is the aim. Number one, be joyful always. Second, pray continually. Third, give thanks in all circumstances. Have you ever got this? If yes, do you remember all the time? Or you only come across them, right, in the time of the Thanksgiving weeks? Today we try to put this word, right, carve into your heart. When you're burning, right, you remember this. Joy, pray, give thanks, always, continually, in all circumstances. This is God's will. It's a command. Don't get it wrong. It's not a recommendation. It's not a wishing list. No. This is God's word. He wants you really bear in mind and really practice them and really apply them out. So why I bring all this artist? Anybody recognize this painting? Probably not, right? Okay, that's fine. Because the key is not the painting. The key is the inscription, right, on the painting. For we are God's handiwork. We are His masterpiece, right? Created in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? What are you talking about? You are very precious. Maybe in other people's mind, right now you're only worth $45. But does it matter to you? To other people. Your value is enormous. Never underestimate it. There will be a day you're going to worth more than $450 million. Why? Because we keep on doing the job. The job is not setting by ourselves alone. The job is a God setting the goal for us to achieve, to keep pushing on. It's not whether the accomplishment of our own. It's what I step into the path. God has sent me to walk it through. Walk it through. Not in the middle and stop. And I'll even go backward. No. There's a work. There's a work. But how is it possible? How can you, in all the circumstances, when you go into negative, you stay joyful? Is that joyful just an emotion mode? Like a switch you can turn on and off right away? Say, oh, I want the joy, so ho, ho, ho. Is that? Do you think that's what Bible means? So, how about a prayer? Are you in praying mode right now? Probably you're fighting to fall into sleep, right? Are you giving thanks right now for what? But God say in all circumstances. That means good or bad, right? It's not easy. Nobody say easy. So all this preaching is fake? Maybe. Maybe not. So that's why I'm going to go give you an example of things happen, right, in this year. And this particular one, right, I plucked it out from the Newsweek just a couple of days ago, happened. It's not pleasant at all. There's a Christian father. Somehow, there was a tragedy. It's very terrible. And he came out first time in a CNN news and to make an announcement. But he was so worried about he's going to crash in front of the screenshot. The other pastor, his long-term friend, to accompany him to deliver this one. His name is called a Pastor Pomeroy, and there was an instant, I don't know whether you tracked the news or not, there was pretty bad week for them, probably about 10 days or 15 days ago, a small town, probably about 600 people, and 26 people, right, were dead during the worship sermon. One of the victim, right, was her daughter, 14 years daughter. And that was terrible, right? I remember I joined a prayer meeting probably one day after the incident happened on Sunday morning. I just cannot pray for them. But my heart was so sorrow, right, to grip by the incident. I cannot talk, kind of suffocate. So I fail. I fail the scripture, right? But when I prepare this particular one, I ask God, give me something that this word, right, caught into my heart. And somehow, right, I found this. He said, there's a lot to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. So I started reading, right? Why? Why? He was very honest. If you watch the show, right? This is a capture, right? From he was in pain. And all the tears, right, just coming out, right? And it's starting with, it's really hard to cope right now. But during that moment, he did one thing that's very, very strong to me. He said, I apologize. I'm crying right now. Right? And he say, right, he know his daughter. His daughter is going to have a good Thanksgiving, a good Christmas, no matter how. And that is really the things, right? Helping to go through the moment. And he admitted this particular incident for him, right, is so tough, so terrible, right, so unbearable. But somehow during the process, right, he said this particular incident is strengthened his faith. And he said, sometime the one be left alone have an obligation for those already passed away. And he make it clear he will continue to work. And that's really amazing. And in the end, right, there's a question, right, fired by the interviewer. He say, is it going to be difficult? And he say, yes. But you know what? I am celebrating. I am celebrating, right? The great country, God has blessing us. And he say, even on the Thanksgiving, right, I'm so happy I'm celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So this is the power of a testimony. Right. I guess this goes into extreme, right? For me, I cannot bear. For me, I cannot go through. I cannot even imagine, I already admit, right? I cannot even do it one day after, I cannot pray for them because my heart was gripped by the sorrow. But I do believe when God put it together as a congregation, we help each other. And when we get together with one heart, right, we pull it up, right, vertically to God. And that's the magic moment going to happen. God going to inject this joyful comfort spirit into our heart. So we can keep saying, oh God, God, and God. And that's the moment, right? You will turn all the negative, right? Become a positive power, right? For us to keep going on for Him. So this is the day, a Thanksgiving day. It doesn't matter whether you in a turkey mode or in a ham mode or in looking for a picture. But key thing you have to remember, we are the masterpiece of God. And no matter, it's a command, don't get it wrong, in all circumstances, we should remain joyful. We should pray all the time. We should give in thanks for God because He already chosen us and let us serve Him. So let's bow our head. We're going to pray. Dear God in the heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the days to come. Please help us to learn how to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful toward you in all the circumstances, all the time. And please help us to be courageous and to be strong when we are facing the difficulty, rejection, opposition, or even the persecution. Help us be able to stay watching and remain alarming to all the wrongful desire and temptation happen in the world. Cleanse us with the most precious Jesus' blood so we can be holy and godly, fit to serve you and care about all those people you send and put around us. All our day on the earth, we're really hoping that we can exalt your name and may the kingdom, power, and glory all belong to you forever to forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.